America is changing, and so is the world.
But what's happening in America isn't just the cause of global upheaval. It's also a symptom of disruption that's happening everywhere.
I'm Asma Khalid in Washington, D.C.
I'm Tristan Redman in London, and this is The Global Story.
Every weekday, we'll bring you a story from this intersection, where the world and America meet.
Listen on bbc.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Dozens of parents, students, and teachers today are at a Chicago Board of Education meeting. They're asking the board to save their charter schools. The board is considering amending a resolution that would allow three Acero charter school campuses to close this year and leave open the question of whether four others will survive past 2026. Originally, the board wanted to keep all schools open for a year and have the school district then absorb five Acero campuses. District leaders say Acero is asking for too much additional money to keep those campuses open. Leadership in at least one Illinois House committee has the Regional Transportation Authority, the RTA, in its crosshairs. My colleague Alex Degman reports the RTA handles finances and oversight for Metra, PACE, and CTA. Its leadership was in Springfield this week predicting fiscal calamity, such as 40% service cuts, as federal pandemic relief money is drying up and a more than $700 million fiscal cliff is getting closer. Democratic State Representative Rita Mayfield says the RTA has done nothing about this for years, and it should be disbanded.
I can tell you that I, for one, will never vote to give you more anything, definitely not more power or more money, because I've not seen anything good come out of the RTA.
The agency says it has a plan to save $100 million through better regional coordination. Mayfield thinks the CTA, Metra, and PACE could coordinate better on their own. The 2026 campaign for Illinois governor is starting to take off. DuPage County Sheriff James Mendrick posted on social media that he intends to run for governor. The two-term Republican says he's running because he doesn't like being fearful of random crime. Democratic incumbent Governor J.B. Pritzker has not yet said whether he'll seek a third term. If you need a real ID, you'll now be able to get it over the weekend at some Illinois DMV locations. Illinois Secretary of State Alexei Giannoulias announcing today that a dozen DMV locations will have Saturday hours for walk-in real ID services. Six appointment-only DMVs will have Saturday hours expanded. That extra availability starts March 1st, this Saturday, and goes through May 10th. Giannoulias says the primary reason for Illinois residents to get a real ID is so they can fly domestically after May 7th.
We're advising everyone to assess their own situation and near future needs before making that determination, because let's be honest, who wants to waste their time in line waiting for something that they did not even need?
A new online portal can also guide users through a series of prompts to determine if they need a real ID. And Chicagoans often think of the Tuesday before the start of Lent as Ponchki Day. Alicia Krakowska manages Racine Bakery in the Garfield Ridge neighborhood on Chicago's southwest side. She tells our Reset program that many people in Chicago's Polish community consider today, Thursday, the actual holiday for indulging in this donut-like sweet treat.
In Polish tradition, it always was Thursday, like the last day to eat like sweets and prepare before the Lent, before those, you know, those 40 days of like not eating meat or sweets or something.
Krakowska says today's most popular ponchki flavors are prune, rose, cherry, and cheese. Weather, beautiful day. Sunny skies, breezy with a high near 50. You might see a tiny bit of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy and breezy, a low in the low 30s. And Friday, partly sunny, windy, very mild, a high in the upper 50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.